Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The 2018 Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice will take place in Phoenicia, New York, August 3rd through the 5th. This year's theme is Sirens of the Voice. The festival's director, Maria Todaro, and artistic director, Louis Oti, join us to tell us more. Welcome back.
Hi there. Great to see you again.
Hi, Sarah.
It's good to see you. It's always,
always a joy.
Always a joy for me as well to talk about this festival. So the 2018 Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice, give us sort of the overview quickly, and then we'll talk more about specific
Absolutely.
Events.
It's about women. It's about sirens.
Yes.
And just the beauty, the seductivity, is that the right word?
Now
and
you're making words like
the
me.
Strength and and all the great things about women. So I should let a woman take over.
Well, it's good of you to know that.
Exactly. Yes. You know, every year we have a theme, and this was, we try to be in sync with what's going on in the world and be an advocate of our art form has to also mean something. And when I say our art form, it's very opera-centered, but we also have gospel, we have plays, we have Broadway, all kinds of genres for every taste. And we, this year, Carmen is our opera. The Sirens of the Sirens. It is an opera that has been the most translated, the most presented all over the world. But for the people that have seen Carmen, it would be full of surprises, I promise. And we have the stunning Ginger Costa Jackson as our star, as our Carmen, who has done it all over the world. She's absolutely gloriously beautiful. But what we have is a big scoop. We have our little sister, Miriam Costa Jackson, who will perform the role of Micaela. So for all the opera lovers out there, this is a unique experience because they will witness the two sisters performing together, and that has not been done before.
That's amazing.
And yes. So, and for the people that have never seen Carmen, this is a must. You have to come see this, you know, perfect. Not a note is too much in that opera.
And can I say, for the people who've never seen an opera, this is the perfect opera to come to. It's extremely accessible. We have super titles. Come and sit on the grass, bring a nice bottle of champagne or wine and some great food, and sit under the stars and hear these incredible voices just wash over you in the beautiful Catskill night.
It sounds amazing. What else do you have on the table for this festival? What else is coming?
We're opening with a gospel concert by a gentleman named Damien Sneed, who he's basically a jazz artist, but his roots are classical, and he's presenting a show called Sirens of Gospel. And he's brought some wonderful singers that will channel Mahalia Jackson and Aretha Franklin and all these great gospel divas. And he's got a great backup group behind him, and it's just going to be a fun, glorious evening of beautiful voices.
You know, Sarah, it's interesting. We have all those genres represented, like about 23 shows in 3 days from August 3rd to the 5th. It's packed in events, and people come in the morning, they park their car, and they can go to an event to another one from 10 o'clock to basically 11 p.m. at night. So it's really an experience more than concerts, what we're trying to offer to our visitors. It's an experience in a beautiful setting, surrounded by the mountains, the Catskill Mountains, surrounded with delicious food. We have incredible people on our field. So it's all the senses are awakened. What we're proposing here is a complete escape into this little bubble of perfection where art is all over, where food is all over, where joy is all over. It's a complete healing moment. People go there, they're completely energized, they're surrounded with beauty. So it's more than concert, what we would like you guys to discover. It's really a fantastic experience, an affordable experience, 2 hours away from New York City, or just simply wherever you are, we're in the center anyway. So if you're in Albany, we're an hour and a half, and it's so beautiful. It's a very affordable way to be completely rejuvenated. That's really what we're striving to do. And the concerts are part of the experience, of course, but the food, my God, the food that we're going to bring, the new microbrewery, like the Woodstock Brewery, is going to be on our premises, local wines, Yum Yum, a food truck, Bite Me Bakery that had to hide under the table because everybody ate their cupcakes last year and there were no cupcakes. 7,000 people. So just come, you can bring your own picnic basket, sit on our grass under the stars and listen to that extraordinary lavish music that we're proposing. So that's more than the concert, our quality, international quality at an affordable price. It's a real experience that is quite unique. Sitting on those grass with the thyme and the dragonfly flying and the sunset and your glass of wine in your hand, it's really quite exceptional.
You make it sound pretty good.
Oh my goodness, it is exactly.
It's better than we can make it sound. Truly, it is.
I'm sure. How did you find Damien Sneed and invite him to participate?
Well, he actually came through a participating organization called the Catskill Jazz Factory. If people in this area are fans of jazz, the Catskill Jazz Factory produces
extraordinary
shows, finds extraordinary talents, and puts Piers Playfair, who's one of the heads of it, puts together jazz people in an incredible configurations, and the shows that they do are amazing. So he brought Damien to us, and we heard him in the city last week, and he just oozes music. Mm-hmm. It's just so smooth and so cool, and he's a great guy.
And I'm not completely knowledgeable in jazz, and I had to say, you know, it's intimidating when you don't know jazz or you don't know opera. It can be very intimidating to go in places and you don't want to look like an idiot. So I was so embraced and invited because that's what Damien does, that we know jazz or not, it's going to be an extraordinary inviting show, because it's like you are in his living room. And he explains and he shares, and so that we know that we're knowledgeable or not, it's an invitation to be transported into a universe that we might not know. Same with the opera world, exactly the same. We want people that, my favorite kind of people are the people that have never been to an opera. And I want to know who they are. I want to welcome them personally. By the way, if you come to my field and and you've never seen an opera, look for Maria, the one that runs like a beheaded chicken. It's me. And, you know, so just find me. I want to know who you are, because I have a surprise for you.
Are either of you performing in the festival?
Heck
no.
No?
No, she's directing Carmen,
no.
Which is a huge job.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's definitely more than enough.
Yes. Listen, we have 150 people on stage. It's going to be big, and there's like all kinds of... Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hint, because we're here, and it's my favorite radio station. So we're moving the time period to the Spanish Civil War in 1937. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It matches perfectly the text. We did not have to change one word of the beautiful Prosper Mary May original, you know. It's about oppression, and it's been oppression exactly. So it's a kind of interesting food for thought setting, but it's going to be entertaining. Music is beautiful. There's humor. There's all kind of stuff. And there's death, you know, because that's opera. So you got to have like violent death and violence. Otherwise, it's not fun. But it's really about men, you know, oppression over women, but we wanted to extend a little bit the setting of oppression to all kinds of oppression. So a fascist Franco pre-World War II setting will give immediately a modern audience a feel of this oppression. So there's going to be lots of stuff happening. I'm going to just tell you that. One more thing.
I don't have
and
to
that's
ask
it.
Anything you're going to reveal
right,
at all.
That's right. Sarah's just looking at me. It's like, well, okay. There will be trucks. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know enough
motorized
about it
vehicles.
To understand what that
exactly
even really means.
There will be trucks.
There will be trucks. There will be trucks. You're also presenting a Rossini.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rossini's first staged opera called La Cambiale di Matrimonio, The Marriage Contract. And it really is about a woman's victory over her father's oppression. Her father wants her to marry... To marry a Canadian guy that he thinks is rich, and once he comes and realizes that the daughter is in love with someone else, the daughter convinces him to help her and her boyfriend to subvert the father's plan. It's a comedy. It's not long. It'll be presented by our young artists and a couple of featured artists that we've brought in, and it's a delightful farce, but with some serious overtones and some great singing.
You're always so in, Sarah. I'm so grateful. You always know our program almost better than we do. Like, what opera? What's she talking? Yes, of course, La Cambiale.
And most people are familiar with Rossini because of...
The Barber.
Because of Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's where we pick up a lot of opera in America.
In our office, Bugs Bunny operatic scenes are our favorite thing ever.
but it has, a serious undertone. And if you like that, come see us.
It's a wonderful thing to promote young talent, and part of our mission, has been to encourage the local and national and international young talent that we discover. And we have a young artist program, and we have actually all year long an academy. Yes, the festival is those days in August, but all year long we have planted ourselves in our region. Very important for us to be part of the family and part of the community. So one of our things has been to discover all those incredible talent, and I'm sending an invitation to whomever in this area, Albany, everywhere around here. If you know your son, your daughter, yourself has an aptitude, a talent, a skill about that is connected to the voice, and it can be spoken voice, singing voice, please contact us. We can do things. We're a foundation. Our specialty is to discover talent. We do give tuitions for college. We do a lot of things. We mentor, we nurture, we orientate, we guide. We have many mentees that now are very successful all over the world. So please, be our guest. We want you guys to let us know you exist and let us know how we can serve you. So that's part of the thing. So this opera that Louis was mentioning, La Cambiare, is essentially presented by emerging professional, and that means people that are graduate already, they're ready for their job, and they will present an extraordinary show. But there's also local artists in this, your local young artists have been working with us for 5 or 6 years, and now they're ready. So come encourage our kids from the area.
There's also a play called Bleecker Street by Eric Grant. Could you tell us about that?
That's a very thought-provoking one. It's based loosely on the shooting at the nightclub in Orlando, the Pulse nightclub, a couple of years ago, and it's about the parents coming home not knowing whether their son is dead or not, and the son's best friend comes and starts talking to them, and then there are a series of flashbacks, and we find out during the flashbacks how their son actually ended up going to the club and by somebody he met online and all this kind of stuff, and even though in fact he was one of the statistics, I could say, there's redemption at the end because of the best friend's interaction with the parents, and there's some healing at the end. So it's in this day and age, it's a good way to address these very difficult happenings in our world.
And the play has been written by a 21 years old, a young playwright, super talented, living in Chicago right now, Eric Grant, very talented young playwright. So it's a new work. It's a world premiere. We love to encourage new artists, and it will be almost operatic. It's a little dark, and there's the angst of a mother. So back to the female, theme of the sirens, etc. And then everything then ends up with the fireworks on Sunday, with our big Broadway, Beauties of Broadway's celebration. So everything will end on a positive tone.
We'll all be happy at the end.
Everybody's going to be happy, exactly. And say something about Marissa. She's amazing. Marissa Macomb.
Our Broadway show on Sunday, our big finale, is a mix of local talent and a wonderful Broadway singer named Marissa McGowan, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway and several other big Broadway shows. Beautiful, wonderful, bubbly talent with a great voice, because I only hire people with great voices.
That's true, he does.
And we have Jeffrey Byrne, who's just appeared in La Traviata in St. Louis, has been a staple at the Michigan Opera Theater for a number of years, and he's going to be part of the Broadway show as well, because opera singers can go both ways, so to speak. And some great local talent. There's one young lady named Allie Bailey who just finished a tour with the Rock Academy, which went up and down the coast, and she's got fans wherever she goes to. So the Broadway show is just great Broadway favorites. It's not a show specifically
with a big orchestra.
With a big orchestra, yes. And you'll hear lots of your favorite Broadway tunes.
You know, it's amazing. This region is so rich in arts and beauty. We're so blessed to be here. There's a great, great, great privilege to be also contributing to the beauty and the arts. Our big purpose is to, we're big advocate of the healing through beauty, the healing through music, and specifically the voice that reaches the soul of people so deeply right away. And so we, Louis specifically, who is our artistic director, is, you know, dedicated to bring the most extraordinary quality, vocal quality, whatever genre it is that we're presenting in this area. And there is a lot for the people that listen to us today. There is a lot to do. There's many, many incredible endeavors. Our colleagues that put festivals or do other things are brilliant. I think that the uniqueness of what we propose is because of the setting, because we're in a little village, because it's so quaint, because of the mountains that surround us, because of the fact that 189 people are volunteering in those premises and they're all from a 300 inhabitants village. There's a spirit, there's something very unique and very soothing. And nowadays, by the time that we're living, soothing is something that is not neglectable. You know, we all work so hard to make our life better. We work so hard to create meaningful relationships. We work so hard to have a purpose in our own existence. What I can tell, if you come to us, I think for those brief moments of your visit, it would be extraordinary, empowering and uplifting. And that I know art does this wherever people go to see beauty and art. Our only little privilege, it's because of a combination of where we are. The location is outstandingly naturally. You really are surrounded with the creation at its more purest and beautiful and more untouched way. The reservoir is there, the mountain is there. So you have the beauty of the nature, you have the beauty of the music, you have the excellence of the art forms, you have the excellence of the food. It's quite something.
I also have the passion of the festival organizers.
And we that's you guys. Are on drugs, yes. Yes.
I just wanted to say a little bit, she's described the surroundings. From the inside out, we also invite audience participation.
Oh, yeah.
We have several things which the audience can actually come and participate in and learn from. We have the latte lectures in the morning, which some of our performers or a director will sit down over coffee with people and explain what, for instance, La Cambiale is about, or what Carmen is about, or talk a little bit about Rossini or something, and the audience can be there and ask questions and get informed. We do shape notes, which is a free thing that we do. We brought a young man in who teaches people who've never sung before how to read music and how to sing, and it happens in an hour, and people can sing harmonies and things like that. And then there are the master classes. We have two master classes. I'm doing one for some younger singers on Saturday, and then a very, very famous tenor named Richard Leitch, who sang all over the world, La Scala, Covent Garden, the Met, will do a master class on Sunday that has to do with Rossini's last opera, William Tell. And everybody knows William Tell, shoot the apple off his son's head, la, la, la.
But from Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating way for the audience to participate and understand how singers work, how they develop their craft, and also how operas and things like that are put together. So the audience can be part of the experience.
Incredible. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
so much, Sarah.
We love you.
Great pleasure.
The 2018 Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice, Sirens of the Voice, takes place in Phoenicia, New York, August 3rd through the 5th. To learn more, visit PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.